Good evening, everyone. This is the town council meeting for the Township of Piscataway, February 15th, 2022. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by copying the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. The township continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that the parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt and press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask any and all questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the town council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account. We ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in on separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Mrs. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Kahn?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Here.
Council President Lombardi?
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present, Council President.
Township Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajir Goomer?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Kelly Mitch?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Would everyone please join me in the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll now move to number 5, which are comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda. Do we have any?
None, Council President.
Any from council?
Nothing.
Thank you. We'll now move to number 6, which will be open to the public. These are, just as a reminder, comments that are regarding only the consent agenda items at this time. Okay, reminder that this is the open to the public portion for the consent agenda. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. So if there was anyone wishing to be speaking during this open public portion, now is the time.
Council President, no individuals have raised their hands for this agenda item.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. We will now close the public portion. Number 7 is a proclamation of a 100th birthday to Franklin Leroy Gibson. I have to say that's quite an accomplishment. He is a great man, and I'm going to read the proclamation at this time. Whereas Franklin Leroy Gibson will celebrate his 100th birthday on February 22, 2022 with family and friends. Whereas Leroy has been happily married to his wife Lillian for over 70 years. And whereas he is blessed with a son, two grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. And whereas stationed in New Guinea and the Philippines, Leroy served in the United States Army from 1943 to 46. Earning the rank of sergeant, and whereas Leroy worked professionally as a respiratory therapist, practicing in several of local hospitals, and whereas as a member of the New Jersey Philharmonic Glee Club, Leroy performed throughout the region, including at the Washington Cathedral and on the steps of the White House for President Kennedy, and whereas a resident of Piscataway for 51 years, Leroy has been a valuable asset, having served on the River Road Volunteer Rescue Squad, the CERT team, and the Reading Buddies Educational Program. And whereas he continues to volunteer his time as a current and longtime member of the Piscataway Health Advisory Commission, the Cultural Arts Commission, the Domestic Violence Assistance Team, and the Piscataway African American Seniors Club, where he served as president for 10 years. And now, therefore, Brian C. Waller, Mayor of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, along with the Town Council, wish an abundance of happiness and good health to Franklin Leroy Gibson as we celebrate his 100th birthday and beyond. What a blessing. Number 8 will be another proclamation, and that will be regarding Black History Month. Whereas throughout our nation's history, African Americans have made significant cultural, historical, and economic contributions in the fields of arts, entertainment, law, politics, science, and sports, just to name a few. And whereas since 1976, every U.S. president has officially designated the month of February as Black History Month to recognize these important contributions. And whereas, in spite of progress, racial prejudice still exists in America, and there is continued need to battle racism and advance equality. And whereas during this month, we should take time to recognize and celebrate the accomplishments of the African American community in our township, state, and country, and celebrate the influence it has on the cultural fabric of our society. And whereas the Township of Piscataway is proud to honor the history and contributions of African Americans in our community. And now, therefore, Brian C. Waller, Mayor of the Township of Piscataway Council, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, along with the Town Council, declare the month of February Black History Month, and encourage all residents to celebrate our diverse heritage and culture and work together to guarantee equal opportunity for all. We'll now move forward with number 9, which is an ordinance second reading, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 20, Stop Intersections, This will be open to the public. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, will you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 20, Stop Intersections, was introduced on the 25th day of January 2022, and it passed the first reading and was published on the 29th day of January 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on February 15th, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-01.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Since this is the second reading, we will now open this to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand, either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions. If you'd like to speak during this public portion, please raise your hand now.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hands raised for this agenda item.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. We will close the public portion. May I have an offer to accept this ordinance, please?
Offer. Councilman Khan, I'll offer the the ordinance.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Kim Bullard, second.
Thank you. Mrs. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And the ordinance passes. Number 10 is also a second reading on an ordinance, acquisition of rights of way, easements, and land in fee simple for the improvement of Centennial Avenue. This will be open to the public. It's a resolution and it's an adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land in Fee Simple for the Improvement of Centennial Avenue in Piscataway Township, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the 25th day of January 2022, and it passed the first reading and was published on the 29th day of January 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on February 15th, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-02.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. We will now open this to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you'll have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. If you wish to speak on this public portion regarding this ordinance, now is the time to raise your hand.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hands raised for this agenda item.
We will now close the public portion. May I have an offer, please?
Councilman Bullard, you have my offer.
Thank you. Can I have a second?
Second.
Councilman Rouse, second.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Could you call the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And the ordinance passes. 11 is an ordinance first reading to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and establish a cap bank. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Calendar Year 2022, Ordinance to Exceed the Municipal Budget Appropriation Limits and to Establish a Cap Bank, NJSA 40A:4-45.14, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the second day of March 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. I'd just like to mention also that this is pretty standard and done traditionally at this time of the year, each year. May we have an offer?
Offer.
May I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you call the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes. Number 12 is an ordinance first reading vacating all the right title, interest, and paper street known as Trent Place. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance vacating all the right title and interest of the Township of Piscataway in the entirety of a paper street known as Trent Place, being as hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m., prevailing time, at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the second day of March 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. May I have an offer?
Offer, Councilman Khan.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Mrs. Cedar, can you call the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes first reading. Number 13 is an ordinance first reading also authorizing acquisition of certain property identified as Block 8002, Lot 1.02, 251 Mettlers Lane. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property Identified as Block 8002, Lot 1.02, 251 Mettlers Lane, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 et sec, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format, on the second day of March 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. May I have an offer, please?
Councilman Bullard, you have my offer.
Thank you very much. May I have a second?
Councilman Irwin seconds it.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes first reading. We'll now move to number 14, which are the consent agenda resolutions. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Seeing none, may I have an offer to accept the consent agenda items?
Offer, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Can I have a second?
Second, Councilman Khan.
Thank you. Ms. Peter, can you please take the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the consent agenda items pass. Number 15, we'll now move to announcements and comments from officials. Councilman Bullard.
Yes, I just want to say that I'm always pleased to be part of the team and so forth. Based on all of the all the trouble that has been going on in this country, and so forth and so on. But I'm happy that most of the team are in good shape. They seem to be in good shape. And I'm pleased with that. All right. So stay well, everyone.
Thank you. Councilwoman Cahill.
Yeah, if I may, Council President, just a couple of things. I wanted to point out that we were able to get some help from Senator Smith with some of the tractor trailers that are not abiding by the laws on River Road, with maybe some additional signage, and with the NJDOT asking Piscataway Police to work with them in keeping them abreast of the situation. So I am appreciative of that. I've had a lot of residents, neighbors come to me and complain. They were happy when we were able to get the trucks off River Road. But, you know, at some point when they see, you know, violations, it becomes a concern. So I'm really super pleased that that's going on. And also just to touch on, some folks who might be listening here, and I know there's been, you know, talk among some residents about what has been going on with Altice. Well, you know, the mayor, myself, and the administration have been continually talking to the Board of Public Utilities. We've been monitoring cases that have been brought to court and settlements made with Altice and other states. And just to make residents aware that it may not be out in the news all the time, but behind the scenes, we are working to try to get Altice to right the wrongs, and I'm sure more to come, and hopefully soon in this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Cahill. Councilman Khan.
Yes, I wanted to follow up a little bit on what Councilwoman Cahill said. And I've spoken with our police chief and been monitoring the truck issue on River Road. While the truck traffic is down dramatically, I'm glad to report, as she did, that additional signage is going to be out there, which hopefully is going to discourage trucks from using the road. We've also had a couple conversations about some innovative approaches that we can use as a deterrent to some of the truck traffic. So hopefully I have more to report on that in the next meeting, but there are some other things that we're working on. I did want to comment quickly on COVID and some of the town's efforts. First of all, you know, the mayor was instrumental in at the very beginning of this, getting a testing site and then an inoculation site in Piscataway for our residents. And as the numbers come down of cases, and as the percentage of individuals vaccinated goes up, you know, I'm really proud to report the town's done our part. We've been having these regular vaccination, pre-vaccinations at the community center, and that's been pretty successful. People have come out for this, and we're going to continue to do that. And so, you know, if every town in the country did their little piece like we've done, we would be able to move things forward. So if there's still folks out there that have not been vaccinated, you can come out. We do these regularly at the community center. We've done several of them. We'll be doing others and get vaccinated. It's, you know, our small piece of solving a giant problem. So I just wanted to report on that to the public. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Khan. Councilman Rouse.
No, not at this time. No comments or anything.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Councilman Shaw.
No, thanks.
Thank you. Councilman Earn.
No comment at this time, Council President.
Mayor Brian Waller.
Thank you, Council President. I just want to thank you for reading the proclamation for Leroy Gibson. Leroy embodies what Piscataway is all about. If there's any individual in the town that has given up unwaveringly to the township residents, it's Leroy Gibson. And I want to congratulate him on his 100th birthday. And basically, he doesn't look a day over 65, if you ask me. So I hope he lives to another 100. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you. B.A. Timothy Dacey.
Just want to remind the residents that the PSC is in the process of notifying anybody who has not paid their bill, which there's a substantial number of residents in Piscataway, that they're going to be start turning off the electricity on March 16th. So you've got about a month to get in there. There are available programs through the BPU and through the state. Gene is sending them out in the weekly news updates that are going out. It's also available on our website, on PSC&G's website, and on the website of the Board of Public Utilities. The income levels are quite high, so a lot of people will be able to qualify for the money. They've got millions of dollars available to give out, but only about 40% of it has been requested, so about 60% hasn't been touched yet. So all the utilities have come to an agreement with the BPU that they can start turning off power on March 16th. So I encourage everyone to please look at these programs. If you have any questions, you can call the mayor's office or call PSC&G. And if you call PSC&G now, they will automatically put you on a 24-month no-interest billing program. So you just have to call and ask for it. Call the number that's on your bill, ask for it, and they'll stretch out how much your back payments are over the next 2 years without you paying any interest. But please act before March 16th, because they will be knocking on doors to tell you that they're turning off the power. But you don't want to start panicking then, so please plan ahead. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that update. Township Attorney Raj Kumar.
No comments. Thank you.
Thank you. And I also would definitely like to wish Franklin Leroy Gibson his 100th birthday. I believe that they are working on some type of drive-by parade for them. He is amazing. He's in amazingly great shape, and he is out there and involved in the community to date. So again, I wish him much health and happiness in his 100th year birthday. I also want to remind everybody that our local fire commissioners elections are this Saturday at your prospective firehouses. And I believe the time is from 2 to 9. Don't quote me on the exact time, but I do know that your local fire commissioners elections are this Saturday, the 19th. So we will now move to number 16, which is our agenda session for the March 2nd, 2022 meeting. We will be having an ordinance second reading to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and establish the cap bank, and that will be open to the public, and a resolution adopting ordinance. Do any of the council members have any questions or concerns? Seeing none, the next ordinance will be second reading, vacating all right, title, and interest of the paper street known as Trent Place, open to the public. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Does any of the council members have any questions? The next one will be another second reading, authorizing acquisition of certain property identified as Block 8002, Lot 1.02251, Mettler's Lane. It will be open to the public, a resolution adopting ordinance. Any questions? And lastly, will be a resolution authorizing adoption of the Middlesex County Hazardous Mitigation Plan. Do we have any questions? Seeing none, we will now move to number 17, which is the final open to the public portion of this meeting. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you'll have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Now is the time to raise your hand if you'd like to speak during the public portion of this meeting.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hands raised with regard to this agenda item.
I will now close the public portion. Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. I will move to number 18, which is adjournment of this meeting. May I have an offer to adjourn the meeting?
Offer.
May I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Goodbye.